Cast. Presented by XFL2K.com. With your host, Tron Hawkins.
Welcome to This Is the XFL Podcast. I'm your host, Tron Hawkins. Originally, I planned on doing an episode branding battle with my girlfriend. We're going to discuss the logos and names of all 8 XFL teams and kind of grade them. We're still going to do that. We both work our jobs. I never mentioned this before. She is actually a physician's assistant at a cardiology clinic in our hometown. I am a respiratory therapist for a medical supply store. So it's kind of hard to get both stay awake. She's asleep right now. I'm recording. But we are going to do the episode. Hopefully it will come out next week. I want to do an episode I don't think a lot of people's talking about. The NFL season kicked off last weekend. And I think there's a lot of stuff going on in the NFL that will help the XFL come February. And it's not positive stuff. It's negative. But I think it's some of those things where people's going to get kind of tired of what's going on in the NFL. And go, you know what? There's got to be an alternative. And there is. There's the XFL. Now, I know they're not competing. I get that. I know they're not competing head-to-head. So, I mean, I understand that part. There is ways for the NFL to kind of spur on a revolution, kind of, for a spring football league. Some people that want something different. And that's where the XFL comes in. So, I'm going to go through a couple of things and kind of talk about some things that the NFL is doing right now and some stuff that's going on in the NFL that I think will end up help the XFL gain momentum. And I think they are gaining momentum. A lot more people are talking about them. And we'll talk about that right after this. So, the first thing that happened for XFL, I think the game momentum, was actually NFL's preseason. Now, to a lot of normal fans, preseason just don't matter. It's a bunch of second and third string and even fourth string guys who just battling to keep their career alive. We know how it goes. No stars play in the preseason, and we'll get to that point later. But for us XFL fans, it was like we was watching the future. We was watching position battles. We was actually watching who was going to be the backup for the Chargers. We was watching, as I talked about a couple episodes ago, the battle in Seattle between Geno and Paxton Lynch. We was watching battles that really didn't matter to anybody else. If you're a Seattle fan, you don't care who's backing up Russell Wilson. But us XFL fans did. And on XFL board and on XFL newsroom, there were stories. And people was talking about backups. People getting cut. Like, oh man, that fourth string guy looks like he could be a star. We don't want him to go into the practice squad for this team. We want him to be an XFL QB1. And that's kind of stuff that I'm talking about. Stuff that the NFL is doing actually helping us. The stars didn't play, and that's fine. We was watching games to see which backup quarterback looked good and which one looked okay, but the okay one could do great under Bob Stoops, under Mark Trestman, under Jonathan Hayes. So even though it was preseason, and to most people it didn't matter, it did to us. So think about that. Every year there's probably going to be an XFL draft. And every year us fans, hopefully, and it sticks around for a while, we watch in preseason. What if that 7th round star quarterback that was star in college don't make it then to the NFL? He'll make it with us. We get the chance to see him in the preseason and go, hey, XFL, you just signed this guy. They say they listen to us. So our opinions do matter. Think about Cardale Jones. A lot of us was hoping and praying that he would be XFL QB1. He just got signed to the practice squad, though, for Seattle. But we was watching him in the preseason and hoping that even though he was showing something, that he still might get cut so he can come to us and hone his craft. That's what we get to look forward to every preseason now. Preseason matters to us XFL fans. Now, earlier we were just talking about how none of the stars playing preseason, nobody liked watching it. And that kind of showed in week one. So it's the 100th anniversary of NFL. Big game. Packers, Bears. And they just came out and just put on a dud. You got two classic teams. It's the oldest rivalry in football. Everybody's expecting a good game. And I'm a fantasy player. I had Devontae Adams and David Montgomery. I mean, I lost because I didn't start Jameis Winston over. I started Jameis Winston over Lamar Jackson. That was my first mistake. And it cost me the game. But if Devontae Adams would have played like the first round pick that I picked him in, and David Montgomery, who I just traded for DJ Moore, would have showed up, and this offense just knew what they was doing. then it could have been a different situation. You got quarterbacks going out there who ain't played all season. Wide receivers ain't played out there all preseason. They ain't had live game action. And it shows. The quality of play wasn't good, and the XFL is going to be just about the quality of the play. That's what they're about, the quality of the play. Now, I am a little bit worried about the quality of play of XFL. You know, they said they had 2 years to get it right, everything's going to be good quality of play. But the fact remains, they're only going to have about a month of practice come January. That's about the time the regular XFL had. So it kind of makes you wonder how good the quality of play is really going to be for the first month or so. By then, it's going to be too late for the XFL. Quality of play is going to be good. We can't have no 10-3 games like we had Thursday night. I mean, listen to this. Time possession, 31 minutes, 28. First downs, 13 and 16. Total yards, 254 for the Bears, 213 for the Packers. 208 yards passing to 166, 46 and 47 yards rushing. 10 penalties apiece. 10 penalties apiece. The game kept getting stopped because of penalties. It was a 10-3 boar fest that lasted forever. It was long. Neither team had return yards. Neither team returned a kickoff. Zero return yards. That's what nothing XFL is going to do. These rule changes to make the game quicker is going to help us. These long, sluggish 10-3 games are going to be gone from the XFL. The game's going to be quick. It's going to be fast. We're going to have exciting plays on kickoffs, punts. We're just going to have exciting football all around. And I think that the XFL has a better chance to have a good opening week one than NFL did. We had a lot of sloppy games. People ain't played each other all year. I mean, look at the Browns. All the talent in the world. But Baker ain't been throwing to Jarvis. Baker ain't been throwing to Odell Beckham. And it showed. So hopefully, with no preseason, these guys work together. They do some scrimmage games, hopefully, come January for the XFL. And we have some good football come February. We know when the schedule get released, I will dissect it. But I'm hoping that this week one schedule for XFL is a whole lot better than the week one schedule for NFL was. I think a lot of NFL fans are getting tired of this one thing as well. And XFL won't do that because this won't happen to XFL because of the tiers. The pay tiers. You know, QB, you know, the tier ones get paid so much. Tier two gets paid so much. And then on down. It's the holdouts. So Ezekiel Elliott held out, which we knew he was going to resign. But, I mean, I think a lot of these players, like him, try to hold out just so they can skip training camp. They don't want to be a part of training camp. They don't want to go through all that. They think they're better and too big for that. So, they just go, you know what? I don't care if you find me or not. I can afford it. I'm just going to skip out on this. Who needs it anyway? At the same time, though, the fan bases want to see these guys in practice. There's fans that go to training camp stuff expecting to see these stars when they're not there. They have years left on their contract, and they still want more money. Play out your contract. What in the days of honoring a contract? That's not happening anymore. 2 years left, and you want more money. I mean, look at Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon's still in his rookie contract. He's been hurt. I mean, the first year he was in the pros, he didn't have a single touchdown or 1,000 yards. And now he wants more money. He wants to be one of the highest paid players when he don't deserve it, really. Melvin Gordon's good. He's like top five good. He might be top 10 good. Fans are getting tired of these money-hungry NFL guys. They want more money even though they got 2 years left in the contract. You sign the contract, honor up to it. Honor up to your contract and play the game. That's what's going to happen in XFL. These guys are hungry. They wish they was at where NFL players are. They would take a contract. They would play it out. I mean, look at the Dolphins. There's Dolphins guys that want to get traded after the ass-whooping they took from the Ravens Sunday. What kind of men are these guys now in the NFL? If one of these XFL guys, they're going to know that they have an opportunity in front of them. They know that it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to prove what they got. They might not be making the big bucks that the NFL guys are, but they're damn sure going to be grateful for what they do get, unlike some of these NFL guys are. So the next thing that's been making the NFL look bad and making XFL look more appealing is, well, one person, Antonio Brown. So I'm going to go through the story a little bit and kind of give the highlights and the lowlights of this and kind of explain why this helps the XFL. Again, I get that they're not head-to-head, but I ain't saying people are going to stop watching the NFL because they're not. I'm not. But this will turn more people on to an alternative. So Antonio Brown was with the Steelers for 9 years and ended badly with the team benching him at the end of the season. He ended up getting traded to the Raiders for a third or fifth round pick. He signed 3 years, $54 million with guaranteed money. and this will be significant later, of winning $30,000. Or $30 million, excuse me. However, he ends up getting frostbitten feet. reportedly doing a cryotherapy treatment session in France. He's got that kind of money. And so he couldn't participate in practice come training camp. The only thing he did on Hard Knocks really was take a hot air balloon into practice. I mean, that was it. And then come the helmet issue. While he was recovering from his injury, he was fretting over the new NFL helmet guidelines, threatening to retire because of a freaking helmet. The NFL is banning some of the older helmets, as people know, this season to improve player safety. The XFL is going to have these new helmets. So, I mean, everybody's doing it. Even the XFL is doing it. You know, they're going to go after new helmets that's going to seem safer for the players. Because all of football, XFL, and NFL, which NFL might learn from the XFL about player safety, is not only about the quality of play, but it's about keeping the players safe. But while trying to get his feet healthy and dealing with the grievances, Brown had spent a lot of time away from training camp. In mid-August, a chef, yes, a chef, sued him in Florida for something that allegedly happened last year. The chef alleged in a lawsuit that he had agreed to cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner for Brown and others at a Florida rental property during Pro Bowl weekend in January 2019. He alleged Brown wrongfully terminated the contract in the middle of the weekend and would not allow him to retrieve his equipment and that there were food. He only sued him for $38,521. At this point, the Raiders started fining Brown. Brown would eventually practice with the Raiders, but he never played in any of the team's four preseason games. On September 4th, 5 days before the Raiders' season opener, Brown let the world know that the Raiders had fined him $40,000 for missing part of training camp and $13,950 for not participating in Raiders' walkthrough ahead of their August 22nd pregame in Canada against Packers. He did this, though, by posting a letter that the team general manager, Mike Mayock, had written him. It says, "Dear Antonio, as you know, you did not participate in the Raiders' walkthrough August 22nd. Your absence from practice was unexcused. Accordingly, you are hereby fined $13,950. It's part of the collective bargaining agreement and the Raiders' club discipline schedule. You were previously fined $40,000 for missing Raiders' preseason training camp on August 18th. Please be advised should you continue to miss mandatory team activities, including practices and games, Raiders reserve the right to impose additional remedies available under the club's discipline schedule, the CBA, and your NFL player contract." So he knows that he's going to get fined. Like, it's not a secret. He knows what's going to happen to him. So, on down we go. Brown and Mike Mayock got into a fight. According to Ian Rappaport, Mayock was frustrated that Brown posted the letter. During practice that day, Brown and Mayock got into a non-physical but heated exchange on the field. Mayock told reporters that Brown wouldn't be practicing the next day. There's some speculation if he's going to get cut. When he got fined, however, that guaranteed money out the window. And supposedly he called Mike Mayock a cracker. This happened. The following morning, Friday, September 6th, Brown apologized at a team meeting and he was back at practice. Head coach John Gruden told reporters the team planned to have Brown for Monday Night Football. Late Friday night, however, Brown posted to YouTube what appears to be a phone conversation with Gruden. Look it up on Antonio Brown's YouTube page. It is wonderful. The post caption said in part, "It's time for me to control my own narrative, show the world I'm not the bad guy." In the audio, Gruden appears to ask, "Do you want to be a Raider or not?" "I don't know why it's a question of me being a Raider. It's like, do you guys want me to be a Raider?" Brown responded. If the Raiders really intended Friday to play Brown in his first game, all of that went out the window Saturday morning. This is when the news broke. I was at work. I was reading it. I said, "What the fuck's going on?" That's when it emerged that the Raiders had fined Brown $215,000 for his spat with Mayock and let the Raiders void the guaranteed money. Brown wasn't having that. That morning, he wrote, "Release me," in a post on Instagram. "You're going to piss off a lot of people when you start doing what's best for you," he posted. "And that's fine. I worked my whole life to prove that the system is blind to see the talent that like mine. Not that everyone sees it. They want me to conform at the same system that failed me over the years. I'm not mad at anyone. I'm just asking for freedom to prove them wrong. Release me at Raiders. Hashtag no more." The Raiders released him, and the Patriots picked him up. And the Raiders gave him what he wanted. No one looked more pleased than Brown, who apparently found out checking on his phone in the kitchen. YouTube video shows him running around yelling freedom. By late afternoon, he signed with the New England Patriots. His 1-year deal worth $15 million and includes $9 million signing bonus. He wasn't available for the Patriots' first game this past Sunday. What happened to be against his old team, Pittsburgh. The Raiders never saw him suit up in the game, but they would win their season opener. Tuesday, however, a woman who used to train Brown accused him of rape in a federal lawsuit filed in Florida. He denies the accusations. That's what he's been through. And this is what made me mad as a football fan. I love getting up on Sundays. I'm a big fantasy fan. I'm a big football fan. That's why I do this podcast. I love getting up and watching the pregame. Do you think the pregame was talking about anything? I don't know. It has to do with the games. No, they're talking about that idiot, Antonio Brown. And this comes to my last point. Patriot fatigue will help the XFL. We all knew. We all talked about it. We knew that Antonio Brown was signing with the Patriots as soon as he got cut. It was a big rouge. Let's be honest. They knew what was coming. Patriot fatigue is a real thing. They're about to go to the 4th straight Super Bowl. We all know it. They play in a nothing division with the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins. They already clinched the playoff spot as we speak. Adding Antonio Brown, to Sonny Michel, Rex Burkhead, James Watt, Philip Dorsett, Julian Edelman, Josh Gordon, Tom Brady. All but guarantees that they're going to another Super Bowl. Patriot fatigue is real. Since 2001, they've been in almost every single Super Bowl. You realize every AFC representative since their first Super Bowl, except for one, was Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady. That was it. But since Peyton retired, guess what? Tom Brady, Tom Brady, Tom Brady, and about to be Tom Brady. Four straight since Peyton and the Broncos won the Super Bowl. And think about how lucky they got. They come back from 28-3 against the Falcons. They get beat by the Eagles, which sort of shocked the world and we were all celebrating. But then the next year they go and win 14-3 in a boar fest against the Rams. That I talked about in an earlier episode. Patriot fatigue is real, and Patriot fatigue is going to lead some people to the XFL, I think. Think about that. That first Sunday in February, we sit down, we're going to watch the Patriots beat whoever's from the NFC. And we're going to be like, oh, same thing as every year. Look at them host that trophy, acting excited that they won another one. Thank God Saturday the XFL starts. In the XFL, there's no Tom Brady. I doubt there's going to be a dynasty because there's going to be a whole lot of rollovers. There's going to be good football, good coaches, and players that's not like divas and put the spotlight on themselves. There's not going to be no Antonio Brown types. There's not going to be no Ezekiel Elliott holding out or Melvin Gordon. There's not going to be no dynasty. There's not going to be cheaters that... There's not going to be players like they are in the NFL and NBA. Look at Antonio Brown. He manipulated the situation. NBA players do that too. They end up wherever they want to go. They pick and choose where they go. And that's not fair. That is not fair that they can pick and choose where they go. Antonio Brown realized that the Raiders wasn't going to be any good, and he manipulated the situation knowing that he was going to get picked up and signed by the Patriots. He wants a Super Bowl ring. He wasn't going to get that in Pittsburgh. He damn sure wasn't going to get that in Oakland, but he's probably going to get it this year, and that sucks. The Patriots have murderers, PED users, cheaters with cameras, and everything else under the sun, ball deflating, and yet they're still in the championship game every year. And that is going to be the downfall of the NFL. Because just like baseball, in the early 2000s, the Yankees was in every single World Series, just winning everything, spending money and winning. Baseball started declining. NFL is going to be like that too. Fans are tired of the Patriots. We're tired of the same team being in the Super Bowl every year. In the XFL, there's eight teams, eight new teams with new players. And we're going to actually get to see people that deserve the chance, that want to be there, that wants to play in a championship game and do it the right way. Be in a championship game. And thank God, come April, we're going to get a championship game that finally don't have Tom Brady in it. Thank you for joining me for this episode. It's been a good time. Like I said, next week we should have the battle of the brands, or the branding battle with me and my girlfriend, where we talk about each logo and stuff and go in depth, kind of a little bit in depth about it, and give our grades from 1 to 10. We're going to combine our scores for logo and team name and then combine them. And we're going to figure out who has the best and who has the worst. Good luck to all the teams out there. We'll find out who we like best, hopefully next week. Thank you for joining me. Check me out on Twitter at XFL Podcast. Check me out on Facebook at XFL Podcast. Follow me, like me, all that good stuff. Subscribe on all the podcast platforms. Check out XFL Newsroom for all the latest news. And we'll see you on the flip side. Have a good football weekend.